The following audio is a sample from the Brossa Village Oral History Project, 2023.
My father was Ernst Avot Zimmerman, and my mother was Gertrude Louise. Her maiden name was Ludwig, and from Stockwell.
So when did your ancestors come to Australia, and whereabouts in Germany did they come from?
I think they came from Prussia. 1845, I think it was.
Growing up in Seppelsfield, can you tell me, what are some of your earliest memories of?
My father used to buy a pig from my uncle, and we also had a pig and a pigsty. And we used to fatten him up, the little piglet, and then we'd kill the pig, or they did. And we'd make blutwurst, metwurst, laberwurst, we'd make brawn, and we had a smokehouse. We'd smoke the ham and the bacon and the metwurst. It was an interesting life.
Was German spoken in the house?
Yeah, my grandparents only spoke German. That's how I learned a bit of German. Probably Brossa Deutsch.
And what would a daily routine involve for you?
Get up, get ready to school. We'd walk over to the Maranaga school, over the old Krauser Barrack, or the Krauser's Hill, whatever you want to call it. Rain or shine, we'd walk. Because my parents didn't have a car till, I can only just remember when they bought the car, so that we could all go to church together. Otherwise, my father would walk over the old Krauser Barrack just to church by himself. We used to have to stay home, or Mum used to stay home with us three girls. Anyway, Mum thought that she wanted to go to church with us, so she had money that she'd earned before they were married, and she bought a car. It was an old overland. We'd chuff along to church. Of course, you couldn't drive over the Krauser Hill because that was only a walking track.
Which church was this?
The Maranaga Church, Gnadenfrei Church.
Just at the top of the road there, up from the church, there's the track that goes straight up over the hill?
Yeah.
And that's the track you're talking about?
Yeah, and we would go over that and turn right, and our property was down there. It was about 2 miles, I think, we'd walk. It was rough. Rocks on either side, and my sister would go looking for snakes. I remember once going to school, there was a snake right across the track. We weren't going to step over it. Thought, well, how are we going to get past the snake? And we yelled out to Mr. Shucky, was living down there, and he was working in his yard, whatever he was doing, and that frightened the snake, and off it went.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Brossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.